Back in this country, schools are struggling to hire enough teachers, especially in rural areas. So the tiny town of Bethune, Colorado, is reaching beyond our border to find educators. Colorado Public Radio's Jenny Brundine introduces us to some of the teachers who've come a long way to teach on America's eastern plains.
Bethune, Colorado has a post office, but it's only part-time. Don't go looking for a restaurant in this town of 237. And to find a really big store, you have to drive to Kansas. But Aileen Murfield says something really surprising about her new home.
Well, when I was in Japan, I was looking for, you know, speed in action. And so Bethune gave me speed in action, more than I expected.
Murfield is from the Philippines, but came to Bethune via Japan, where she taught English language. There, she had a lot of what she calls lazy time. She says the way English is taught, you could spend an entire week on, hello, what is your name? But here in Bethune, Murfield teaches English literature, juggling 7 classes a day, and it's fast-paced.
So this is in relation to conformity versus individuality that we tackled last week. Yes, Daisy.
She isn't the only foreign teacher in this school of 116 students. Superintendent and principal Shyla Adolph says she used to get American applications for at least elementary teacher positions.
Now we just don't get applicants, period.
So a few years ago, she turned to foreign teachers. The immigration paperwork can be intense, but Adolph understands it's to ensure that a U.S. resident isn't losing out on a job. Bethune isn't the only town doing this. The federal government approved nearly 3,000 visas for foreign teachers in 2014.
It seems like all the teachers that I have hired from out of the country have a high level of perseverance. They have either come from scenarios or situations that they don't want for their own families, or they've taught somewhere where they felt like they weren't valued or appreciated.
Rural salaries are low. Bethune starts at $30,000 a year. But for some, like Filipino math teacher Raymond Cabahug,
I won't be able to give my family a better life if I'll be teaching in the Philippines. Remember, 2 is the base here. The base raised to the power, which is the exponent.
Cabahug is patient with his students when they stumble.
And then I squirted the answer that I got.
Which makes it a little bit complicated, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he tried teaching in Baltimore when he first came to the U.S. Cabahug says the classroom was chaotic.
And I said, there might be some place here in America where I can really feel like I am a teacher and I can share my expertise freely to students. And I found it. It was here.
Here is small, it's a different environment. It's more close, one-to-one.
Jose Rivera Acosta came here for similar reasons 5 years ago. He'd taught for decades in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico.
You can follow the student more easily because you have more time to watch how they improve, how they progress through the years.
Being such a small, close-knit community made it hard to fit in at first. But Rivera Acosta's regular Monday night meals at the town's McDonald's have helped him fit in. Servers know him by name. During a quick lunch break, I asked these teachers from far away, if they had to write a job announcement for Bethune, what would they write?
Something catchy, like...
First, Aileen Murfield.
Do you want to mold minds and touch hearts? Be a Bethune teacher like that.
Jose Rivera Acosta.
We are not just a community, we are a family.
And Raymond Cabahug.
Come live a safe and peaceful life here. In eastern Colorado.
Take me home, country road.
For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine.